All right, welcome to another exciting episode of the Co-Founders Podcast. Rich Casanova alongside
Craig Williams.
And we have a special interview here for today's show. We're having a conversation with the man that created the brand around branding while broke. And Vincent, if you introduce yourself, let our listeners know a little bit about yourself.
Yes, so thank you for having me. My name is Vincent Scatliff. I was raised in Miami, Florida.
Me too. I heard your story. Yeah, yes. A little different side of it. Yeah, different side. Yeah.
Yes, specifically in Overtown, known as the Projects. And I was entered into a magnet art school from elementary, actually, all the way up until college. So my background is in the arts. I went to design and architecture senior high in Miami, then going off to Rhode Island School of Design, where I majored in industrial design. And I started a business, a design business. At the time, it was called Continuous Line Design Group. And it started that actually here in Atlanta.
All right.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So after graduation, went home for a year. I was like,
and
I'm
home
tired.
Is Seattle or where?
Miami.
Miami. Okay.
Went back to Miami for a year. Was not having a good time finding jobs within my field, all of that sort of thing. And then came to Atlanta, just packed up everything, came on to
Atlanta, road, yeah.
Right? You know, and had a job, but then with the goal of starting my own business.
Okay.
And was living here in Atlanta for about 7 years. And then recently moved out to Los Angeles, California, which is where I currently reside. I've been living there for about 3 years now, where I have given birth to what you experienced
yeah.
with branding while broke. So,
yeah, Craig and I mean, was that a great workshop or what?
Man, that was an incredible workshop. Yeah, very interactive, engaging. It was an experience, and that's what we like to create, our experiences.
Awesome.
You know,
and,
opportunity.
And I don't want to give away too much of your trade secrets, because it definitely is a workshop. If you're listening, you need to experience, right?
Yeah, call them in to your town, city.
You're on a book tour right now,
please,
right?
Please, yes, I am.
And let's go and give right up front a plug for your book and how folks would find out about your book.
Yes, so the name of the book is Branding While Broke, and if you go to brandingwhilebroke.com, you will be able to see the book there. If you go under shop, the book is there. I have an ebook version,
okay.
And I have a physical book.
Yeah.
That they can purchase.
Sure.
And you're going to want to get the physical book too, so you can make notes and highlight and revisit, because it's like a workbook in a sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, we're fans of both, but I think sometimes when you read an ebook, you're distracted because there's online will pop up or you're on your
right.
Kindle. So
right.
But either way, it's good stuff. So Craig, you might share our takeaway both on both perspectives. So and maybe Vincent, have you kind of walk through how you help people define their brand without, again,
giving away
a lot of detail,
right.
Or because you really have to experience it, but kind of the Cliff's Notes versions.
Yes, so I break the workshop down into 5 topics. So one is mindset, defining your brand, your visual brand, the utilizing resources, the power of partnerships. Are the main topics, but then I throw in another one, which is about launching. So 6 in total, really. And the first one, well, actually the second one, defining your brand, really is the beginning of the interaction or for individuals who attend the workshop to be able to really capture their brand by looking at specific attributes in the defining of your brand. And I look at some of the attributes, I'll just name a few, and as it relates to defining your brand, we look at the culture of your brand, we look at the impact of your brand, and another one we look at is the feeling.
And I like that, because how do folks feel about it? Maya Angelou said that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not how, it's how you make people feel.
Yeah, the impression.
That
impression.
It's all about, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's long-lasting.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
And so if you don't mind, we're going to just share real quick. That was something I posted on online was one of my takeaway was is, you know, creating a enhancing our current messaging that we're sending out to define our brand.
Right.
And through that workshop process, which I really enjoyed, I wrote on the feedback notes, so now you're going to know which one. But the interaction amongst the members, because a lot of times you go to an event and it's just the speaker, great content, but it's the sharing and is another dynamic, another
yes.
level to the experience.
Yes.
So at Pro Business, our takeaway was in creating this message around our brand. And my observation was Pro Business provides relevant content to startups and industry icons in a pro business environment with a fresh voice helping them feel supportive and to be informed.
Mm. That's right. Yeah,
and we'll plug in the applause and the aha hallelujah sounds after the after the podcast editing. But Craig, what was your
take? Well, what away? I took away, and I feel like I'm just one of the pistons in the engine of pro business, and so my focus or my personal contribution as far as a brand is concerned is providing content for business owners with a global environment or in a global environment with a clear voice, helping them feel influential and be holistic, you know. So I look at making that impression. I'm big on the impression. I'm big on the significance of our engagement. Mm-hmm. That it's lasting, that it's transferable, mm-hmm. that it resonates with other humanity. I'm not about just myself. And that's what I see your work is about, making sure everybody identifies that part in all of us,
right?
So that we could come together and activate and amplify what it's like to be a human being. Because branding is basically an outward expression of what you're being,
right?
Literally,
right?
I mean, because people have a brand for you,
yes.
Whether you know it or not.
Yes.
Exactly. It's just better that you tell the story.
Yeah. Right.
That's why we like to say at Global Authority and Pro Business Channel, don't wait to be discovered.
Yeah.
You know, help people discover you.
Yeah.
And tell the story that you want told.
Yes.
And so that's what we're about, being that catalyst to get those stories told.
Yeah. And that's why Branding While Broke exists, because just for that, helping other people to identify and activate that which they already have to be able to tell their most authentic story.
Mm.
Because that's important. People buy into brands because of authenticity.
Yes.
And so if you're able to identify those elements of your brand so that you can be strategic and intentional about the story that you're telling, it'll better help your brand in terms of its growth and it attracting the like-minded, those who you're trying to target.
Mm-hmm. So we are all members of the WeWork community.
Yes,
which is rather expansive throughout the U.S. and around the world. And as of this recording, about 94, they're about the 100 mark, mm-hmm. in terms of locations in 6 countries. Mm-hmm. And they're just growing leaps and bounds every day. Okay. So share with our listeners on the Co-Founders Podcast your WeWork story, if you would.
So my WeWork story is one that is very interesting in that I remember sitting at my home office and working, and the thought of I have to get an outside office came to mind. And for me, that just seemed a little backwards because I was paying one rent.
Exactly.
Why do I want to duplicate?
Right. Yes, yes.
Why do I want to multiply my expenses right now? And so, but either way, so fast forward, I finally accepted that thought and decided, okay, let me look at some office spaces. And so a friend of mine that I shared, I was in a fellowship with, was a part of WeWork, and so that kept popping up in my social media feed.
Right, yeah.
And so I, you know, went and researched, and I really liked what I was seeing online, and so I went and visited a few of the WeWork spaces. Mm-hmm. In my conversation with the community managers there, they were asking me, when was I looking to move? Now, really, I was only going to check out the space without really intending to actually move into a space.
Yeah, yeah.
So I threw out a date, you know, just for, you know, just because I said, yeah, I'm looking to move into a space April 1st.
Yeah.
And at this point, it was, I believe, early March or mid-March or whatnot. And so that was that's what I threw out there. And so I went to 3 WeWork spaces in LA. I went to one in Hollywood. I went to another one in downtown, which is the Fine Arts Building. And then the last place, which is where I am currently, the Gas Tower, which is also downtown. And when I went into that space, my intention of just looking just to look changed and shifted once I walked into the space.
Mm.
Because something in there said to me, this is where you need to have your office.
Yes.
And so I spoke with the community manager who was giving me the tour, and she said, asked me when was I looking to move. And so
you said April 1st.
I said April
1st. You gotta be careful what you say.
Right. I said April 1st.
It becomes reality.
Right. And so I said April 1st, and she says, well, great, because we're not going to be open on the floor that I would want to put you in until April 1st.
Who knew? Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And so I said, okay, all right. So I went through the process.
And not to interrupt you, but we have some other topics we want to hit on. So I definitely want to just maybe, since you've been there, you mentioned office, but it's much more than that,
it's
right?
It's much more than that.
You first searched for an office, but you found
a community. I found a community.
A community, a culture, a brand. That's all of what you speak.
I did. And so the introduction, even for me, was having the workshop at the space. And being able to connect with like-minded individuals.
And speaking of the space, so now are some of the tour stops you're doing?
Yes, are because of Rework and because of my being a part of the community and getting an office space there. Because the community manager enjoyed the workshop, I told her that I was interested in doing a tour, and I gave her some cities. And so she took it upon herself to make an introduction to all the community managers at the Rework locations, and they all said, we want to have this workshop.
Well, now
here.
We got to give a plug out to who is this mystery person you're talking
so about. So this mystery person is Christian Wickstorm.
Shout out to Christian.
Christian, you're Christian. The greatest. You're the best. Thank you for the gift.
She is amazing.
And it's funny. I've been hearing you say, like, and even in the seminar, I wrote this down. You know, we're here at WeWork, big fans, as hearing your story as well. But it's interesting how it ties into your conversation about branding while broke. And it's almost a play of words. Rework, R-E, right? You got to rework your mindset, rework your company, your messaging, right?
Yes.
So rework, WeWork. Say that, you know.
Yeah.
Three times.
That's much, Let me shift gears here just momentarily and talk about, you gave that powerful story, and I think everyone has that story. And you asked, in the case when Craig and I happened to be sitting next to each other, and for us to share our most vulnerable moments, right? But also most cherishable moments.
Yes.
But one of the takeaways I had from you was this idea of branding while broke. But it's what you went from, if you will, if you'll buy into this, what I'm hearing you communicate in that story, you went from broke to broken.
Yes.
Right?
Mm. Yes.
And then how did you go back from broken to rebuilding?
Because I recognized in that space of being broken, once I will get more into in the book, I talk about being in a very dark place where I tried to take my life. Say that. And so from coming on the other side of that, once I recognized that I was still here, that I still had a reason to be here. And so by that being highlighted, I looked at all of the excuses that I formed to keep me from moving forward and said, well, I have none anymore. Mm. I ran out of them. At that moment, I ran out of excuses to push forward.
When your last option didn't work.
It was,
it was like, well, check that off the list.
Ball up the paper, throw it in the trash. Yeah, I'm pretty much done with excuses.
I've never met someone that checked that off their YOLO list. So now you live twice.
I did.
You're rewriting the book.
So that's how I was able to do that and just start putting into practice the things that I talk about in the workshop to help me to move forward in coming on the other side of being broken.
Gotcha. And I passed a note to Craig during the workshop saying both quotes. I'll just mention one that you had up on the presentation that we're going to add to our studio on our whiteboard wall. Mm-hmm. And if you would share with that the quote from Arthur Ashe, if you can read my handwriting.
Yes, I can. Start where you are, use what you have, do what you can, by Arthur Ashe.
Mm.
And I speak about that in the area as it relates to resources, because oftentimes we are looking for resources that seem out of our reach. And it's important for us to really take an assessment of what is it that you have, whether it be skills, talents, or affiliations, and being able to tap into that and use that to help you get to the next step. Because it is about getting to the final goal, but as you're getting there, the most important part of getting to that final destination is the journey. Because that's where you get all of the, you know, the nuggets and the jewels and all of that. And so really utilizing your resources to get you to the next step.
The destination is truly the journey itself.
Yes.
And what they call now design thinking.
Yes.
It's just basically from the hood or the projects or from the lack side. It's been creative thinking.
Yes.
That we had. When I was in the seventh grade, over 30 some odd years ago, we had, it was creative writing.
Yes.
And there was a time where we had to focus on the verbiage, that the language to communicate what you're feeling, or that voice, or that impact, or that whatever that X factor was that expressed what was inside. And I think in design thinking, or that mapping process, that we it's actually something that we're getting away from in this technological era, where we're communicating through devices as opposed through what was given to us in the ultimate design, as far as engaging with human beings, and that's through voice and conversation. And that's what I feel is so important about the work you're doing, in expressing every element, the visual, the colors. I studied that. I was a visual communications major too, at the Art Institute when it was in Buckhead. That was ages ago. And the psychology behind why we make the choices we do, that's something that we're forgetting. We're letting devices think for us, and we're almost becoming the robots, and the devices are becoming the human beings. And I look forward to the partnering and working with in incredible environments like reworking and WeWork. And WeWork, but individuals that are in that community to come together and help implement what we need to still focus on, and that's just the human interaction and the experience that we're creating with Pro Business.
Well said, partner. So we've just, I can't believe we're out of time. So we're going to have just a moment here or two. And we want to, first of all, if you're listening to the show, to ask, well, if you are, that's a dumb question.
Of course you're listening.
If you aren't listening right now, it's kind of redundant. So we want to invite you as a listener to submit your guest request or RSVP to be a guest on the show. Just go to, I'll remember two words. The two words are Co-Founders Podcast.
That's it, CoFoundersPodcast.com. And the other three words we, in regards to this episode, we want to remember is branding while broke.
Yes, and thank you again, Vincent, for being our special guest on that episode. And that's the website they would find you at, right? And
everything about. So if they go to brandingwhilebroke.com, you will be able to see the upcoming workshops in the different cities that I will be attending. So if you're in DC, if you're in Austin, you can register.
Or Hawaii, as well as, if you're in Honolulu. We'll follow you to Honolulu.
Right, exactly.
So Vince, we're going to finish with this, which is ironically, often we finish in our with our guests in our studio of asking them what a good day looks like. And I don't know who stole from who, but we heard that in your workshop.
It's universal.
Right, it is.
So Vincent, if you take a minute to finish out our show and let folks know, what's a good day look like for you?
A good day looks like me starting my day off with a conversation with God and finding out what is it that He wants me to do. And in that, after that, getting a good exercise in, and then having a great meal and smoothie. I do love to eat.
Foundation.
No plug for the smoothie brand, because they're not advertising.
Right. And then going to the office and being able to connect with individuals and finding out what is happening within the different communities and different brands that I may have my hands on. Being able to then meet up with friends, because I think that forming and staying connected to a community of people that I support that support me is really important. And then afterwards, connecting with potential, strangers or people that I may meet.
New friends. New community.
Right. Sure. And then giving back by speaking to the younger generation, looking at an opportunity to do that, and then following it up by going back to the office, meeting my significant other, finishing off a meal, and then being able to be with my family and having closing out the night.
Yeah.
That, to me, is a good day.
It sounds like a great day and a well-rounded day. So again, Vincent, thank you for being on the Co-Founders Podcast show, and we'll see you all next time.
Thank you.